One thing the pandemic has certainly done is make us wary of the residential aged care system. And actually, most elderly people, when asked, say they would prefer to stay in their own homes for as long as possible. The price of that may be allowing artificial intelligence into those homes, tracking granny's movements so the family can have peace of mind and she can get help as soon as she needs it. Aged care provider ECH runs independent housing for the elderly. They've recently acquired an in-house monitoring system called Billy. Chief Executive David Panter explained to me how it works.
We put about 6 sensors into somebody's home, and we place those in strategic locations. So, for example, the best evidence we've got internationally on somebody's nutrition and hydration is how often your fridge opens every day. And so we can put a monitor on the fridge door and therefore see what's happening to the opening of the fridge. Toilet behaviour. So going to the toilet, again, we know that a precursor to somebody having a fall is them getting a urinary tract infection. And an indication of a urinary tract infection is going to the toilet more often. So if we can see that somebody's toileting behaviour is normally going to the toilet twice a night and they start going 3 or 4 times, that enables us to intervene to test for a UTI before it develops. They have the infection, they get the dizziness, and they fall over.
So you would have certain benchmarks that, or like alarms, I suppose, that would be triggered by those particular
things.
That's
right. So it works in 2 ways. From a family perspective, there's a family app, and we set up daily tasks. So if mum has breakfast normally between 7:30 and 8:30, we take as an indicator that if the fridge has opened during that hour, then she's getting breakfast and has had breakfast. To the family, that's communicated as a green tick against that task for the day. But from my perspective, in terms of being the provider taking responsibility for the care of the individual, I'm less interested in whether the fridge opens in that hour. It's the daily rate. And so if that drops from 40 to, say, 30, that would trigger in our staff who are looking at this data an indication that they need to go and check on that individual.
It is a bit frightening. It has got a surveillance feel about it.
Absolutely. But I think that it's that trade-off between my ability to carry on living at home independently versus not. And if this is a tool that's going to assist you in that goal, then what we're finding is people are fairly comfortable with it in terms of the intervention in their lives. That, say, they don't feel it's like Big Brother. The clever bit of Billy is the AI that sits behind the sensors. We can actually plug in any sensors. So, for example, for those people who do want an emergency system, we've been looking at how we can just bolt in something like, say, Alexa as a voice-activated system, so that if somebody does fall, they can call out and activate through that route into the Billy system.
It has great implications for other uses, though, doesn't it? Do you know what the origins of this particular technology were? I mean, I'm thinking of prisons, and I'm also thinking of children.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful story, and it's why it's called Billy. So the siblings who founded Billy were wanting to develop something to help their granddad stay living at home independently. And they both came from a technology background, and they applied their minds to it. And they called it Billy because granddad had a dog called Billy, and he was the only one who was with granddad 24/7 and knew what granddad was up to.
So this is like replacing the dog.
Absolutely. So it came from that real passion and love for their grandfather and wanting to help him stay living at home independently.
And I suppose if someone falls over, it's just, well, the fridge hasn't opened for 3 hours, so what's going on? Or are there indicators within those sensors that would tell you that something's happening?
The holy grail that people are looking for is the fall sensor. We certainly have had discussions with Samsung, who told us they had developed a fall sensor to add into our Billy kit based on their work with driverless vehicles. But it really was a fuzzy camera. And we weren't happy to have anything that was a camera. So it was a fuzzy image camera that may or may not detect falls. So I think there's a lot of energy around the world going into finding that holy grail of the falls detector that's reliable, but there isn't one available yet.
Dr. David Panter, Chief Executive of Aged Care Home Provider, ECH.